and it's not as smooth. You know, I think they thought when these type of systems were set up that it was going to become a smooth. I'm attempting to think of like a factory running smoothly with a line of, you know, this person does this, this person does
assembly
this.
Line.
Right, and that's basically how, for instance, the hospitals are now. They have one person that, you know, there's one doctor that does this, there's the nurse that does this, the aide that does this, the person that does the blood, and you know, it used to be it was, when the hospital started, you had your doctor and your nurse, and that was it.
Well, what the whole, as the world has become more mechanized, or let's say your modern technological industrial revolution has taken hold, what has happened is that people are now treated like machines, and their emotionality is not factored into the issues. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And that emotionality can be as simple as some people in power having greed and envy and hatred and wanting to take down another business that is in power and using all sorts of shenanigans and filling the airwaves with a story that's not really the story. Do you understand?
Right.
Someone is very unhappy with American Airlines, and our vehicle said, thank goodness, this was the weekend last year that she flew to Denver. It's usually the week she does Denver, and decided to move it because every time she went there was problems with something, snow, air, whatever. Last year she flew American.
To Denver instead of United?
Yes, and the year before she'd always flown United, and last year United canceled all their flights, and her friend said, well, good thing you came in on American. And then this year, look, Americans, it's just interesting the way these things run. But
well, 3,000. It's just been American, Southwest, Delta, anybody that has the particular type of plane that this is affecting has supposedly, I mean, to me, there's obviously something in the background there besides.
Well, who's the best one to fly then?
Southwest is up at top of the line. As far as how they run their business, how they treat their people, how they treat the passengers. They don't charge a lot of the fees that the other airlines charge. They're much more efficient. And for all of us, as travel agents, Southwest is at the top.
All right.
But it's just that there has been this series of things with the airlines. And, well, again, I think it's a breakdown in the smooth conveyor belt of what everybody envisioned these different systems they've set up have been. And part of that, I think, is because, you know, when you have so many people involved in running something like this, there's people breaking down all the time now, whether it's illness or mental illness, that it's breaking down this smooth running machine that I think was envisioned when all these systems were set into place.
And think of this. That it is not easy to manage planetary structures with a burgeoning population. Today there are something like 6.6, we believe that's the latest figure, 6.6 billion people on the planet. A mere 50 years ago, let's say, 1960 or some such, almost 50 years ago, there were 3 billion people on the planet. Anyone remember 1960?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few oldies in here, yes.
Yeah.
Just joking. used to be the youngest and the best to remember the 60s only. Now, anyways. Let's say that, yes, think about it, the population has more than doubled in 50 years. Why? You know why, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants in. Everyone wants in. And so as everyone wants in now, all systems are reaching, big systems, large systems are finding that if you want to think of people as machines, you can, but that doesn't mean they are. As you said, moods happen.